Hey, thank you for listening to Showtime, God's Appointed Time in His Eternal Kingdom. We're here with Jason Ochoa, Rebecca Vidal Bajorquez, Eli Lopez, Steve Allen, and A.B. Knox to just to talk about what God is doing in their hearts and what they see happening in the world today. So, Brother Abe, we'll start with you.
So, I don't know, it seems to me right now that God's kind of talking to me about, you know, what really is church, what makes it up, you know, what's important. You know, is it that you have, like, certain people staffing certain things, or is it that, you know, you have a children's church, you know, student ministries, that type of thing? Or, you know, is it truly important that, you know, we understand it's not about the building, but it's about the people, and that church means, you know, us gathering. And you know, I think during this time, it's really kind of made us realize that that's what it's supposed to be. You know, for the Journey Youth Ministry, the scripture we have is Hebrews 10:25, and it says, "Not giving up meeting together as some of you are in habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." So, you know, it's in the verse before, it talks about spurring on each other on to love and good deeds. And, you know, the 25 says that we're to be encouraging one another. And I just see it that, you know, we're coming back to this time because we have no choice other than to, like, be, you know, with who we're with.
Yeah.
You know, it's we're not gathering together as a large body, but to still, you know, reach out to people that we know that are, you know, fellow believers, and, you know, encouraging, as it says, letting them know, you know, it's going to be all right. We're going to get through this. And then also, you know, spurring each other on to show, like, how can we show love to people during this time? And then how can we still do good deeds, even though, you know, we might be kind of stuck in home? It's a good thing. It's an opportunity.
Amen.
To get back to what we're supposed to be.
Amen. Praise God.
You know, I really think Abe's right in that. It is a time of doing, I think, what we should be doing. Amen. It's a time of a newness, of refreshing, maybe, for us. I know that at the same time, there's a lot of fear out there, as we've seen, a lot of people quitting their jobs, Jason, and they because they're afraid. I mean, I've heard that quite a few times, you know. And in the news, if you watch the news, it's going to kind of make you afraid, because that's the way it's leading. That's the way that media works. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get your attention, your focus. But, you know, if we can devote our time into the Word of God and study and see what He's saying, that takes away that fear of the virus, or that fear of where we're at, you know, and giving God praise and glory. That was awesome. You know, because, you know, even with that little roadrunner, you know, that was what we did. It's like, God, you're good. And if you will, which I believe you would, or you wouldn't have had me go back and pick him up, you're good. And I give you all the glory. It's Amen. Not me. It's not about us, but it's about what God can do.
Come on.
And, you know, very excited about what's going on today, and just enjoying seeking Him. Because in this time, you know, when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, as Egypt did, as they're going through the water, you know, it says that the walls, it stood like walls on both sides of them. Pharaoh's at their back. You know, that was, you're walking through the valley right there. It's it's no, really not much lower than underwater, right? So
that's right.
That valley was a deep one, right? But, you know, God was just so awesome, because He has a way for us. A lot of times we don't understand it. A lot of times, you know, even we don't understand why we lost loved ones. You know, I lost my dad a few years ago in 2011. You know, he had like five different cancers, and he had some heart problems that God had delivered him through. And why we lost him, I couldn't tell you. Mm. I have no idea. But You know, I just know it, that God is good.
Amen.
And it's okay.
Come on.
Yeah, we miss him. We're going to see him again.
Absolutely.
Things are good. Amen. Things are just good.
Amen. And you know, Steve, I think that little roadrunner was probably thinking, man, God, you're good. Because you know, how many people will stop, turn around, go back and pick up an injured bird on the road or something. It's just, I mean, it just shows the heart that you have, Steve, brother. I mean, and folks, there's folks all over that just have the heart for that, that will, you know, even injured animal, the ministry pours out of them because of who they are and how God has created them. And that's really kind of a neat thing. I know that in talking about coronavirus and stuff, and it's important that we focus on the kingdom of God. The Bible says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God, right?
Amen.
So seek first the kingdom of God, and it's important that we do that, and with an open heart, with actually saying, Lord, what is it that you have for me today? And that's so every day would be seek first the kingdom of God. We have to remember that we are of that kingdom. We are of that kingdom. The Word of God says that we are ambassadors of Christ here, man. And so it's important that we understand that the world cannot affect us or effect us. I'm not sure the difference between the two words, affect or effect, but it also cannot infect us.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
We are. It's important that's a strong base of operation in your life, if you will, the foundation that we've all been working out of. That God's kingdom is alive on the earth, and it's where is it alive? It's alive in you. And Jesus said that. You know, you might look over here, over there, and there's the kingdom's over here, and oh, it's over there. No, it's actually, he says, it's within you. And he says, so just doing what you sense God is saying to you, as you've sought the kingdom of God early in the morning, you say, sought who he is and what he wants for you today is so important to us in today's day, because God does have things for us to do during this time.
Amen.
I think that even when, we were still having services, there was such a theme, right, about pressing in, and that we find that closet time at home, yeah. Right? And that's the thing, is I really think that God's really been trying to get the church to understand that we have to go after him to know the things of him, to know what it is that he's wanting us to do, to know what, to just know him better, to know what he's doing, his thoughts, his direction in our lives. And I feel like with all of this stuff going on, we can get really worried if we start looking at all of this stuff and everything. But that's the thing, is it's just even more of a time to get that closet time, to find that place with him, and to spend the time going after him, seeing what he's saying, and allowing him to begin to change our perspective on things, right? Like it really does give us that peace that passes all understanding. It really does like bring us joy when people aren't feeling joy at all. And it's not because we don't care about what's happening. It's because we know that it's in his hands. It's because we know that he's doing something, he's moving during this time. And something I felt like he was really talking about is when we first got these orders for you guys stay home, you shouldn't meet over 10 people, like all of those different things.
Yeah.
We are so used to doing all of the things we normally do for church, right? Like Tuesdays we have practice, Sunday we have church, and I think that to me felt like it almost became a distraction for people, right? Like, oh my gosh, we're not having church. And that was like the focus of we can't meet, we can't get together, we can't. And, during that time, I really felt like something God even talked to me about was like, hey, you have the ability to meet with me every day.
That's right.
You have the ability to come and commune with me on a regular basis. That's exactly what he did when he paid the price for us, when he died on that cross and he washed our sins away. It was giving us the ability to commune with him one-on-one every single day, to get the answers, to know the things that he has for us, for him to be able to reveal those things that he's wanting to reveal to us. We have it on a regular basis. And sometimes we get so used to coming to church and depending on hearing from the pastor, and I love the preaching, like, but that's the thing. Sometimes we become dependent on that, right? Like, you know, we go our whole week, like, standing on that one thing we heard on Sunday, when it's like, hey, I want to talk to you every day. Like, I want to give you something new all the time. I want to be pouring into you, because that's the thing, is he does want to overflow our cup. Like, he wants to give us, he just wants to fill us with so much and give us more and more. So this really gave us that time to kind of do that, you know. Yes. Like, it's really giving us that moment to slow down and realize, like, this is important. My focus should be to be, you know, independently dependent on you all the time, to know that I need you in my life all the time. I need to be hearing from you all the time. Amen. So I've, like, really enjoyed that.
Come on. Isn't an overflowing cup what's needed in the world today? I mean, it really is. That's what we need. That's what Jesus walked in. Jesus was a cup overflowing, man. Wherever he went, people were getting saved, getting healed and getting set free. And so it comes from an overflowing cup. And Jesus was early in the morning. I imagine he got up every morning saying, and the apostles one day asked him, hey, how do we pray? We see you pray. How do we pray? And he gives them what we call the Lord's Prayer. And he said, and notice that it's daily. He says, give us this day our daily bread. It's a daily, it's every day. And just going to the Father and say, hey, God, what do you have for me today?
So, like, the Lord, I just felt like the Lord has just kicked us out. It's kicking us Christians out of the nest.
Come on, man.
That's I mean, God. Yeah. I mean, we can only, I just felt like, you know, we're just so used. I mean, hearing, like Rebecca's saying, like, every week in, week out, hearing the pastor preach, and I think it's a time where we get away from eating chewed up food.
Come on, man.
From the bird's mouth, and find our own food.
Come on, man.
You know, is the Lord punishing the world and Christians and with all this virus? And I don't think he's punishing it. I think it's more of a test. Test and trial, see where we are.
Come on.
It's a good indication of where we are in our lives, you know.
Yeah.
We got to persevere, and we just got to move forward and just take what we've learned, things that we've known and that we've heard, and just apply it to our lives during this time.
On,
you asking me to preach, I mean, I've heard it before, like, I love burritos, but I will not eat a burrito after you've chewed it and then spit it out and be like, here you go.
Amen.
You know, you got to get your own
burrito.
Get your own burrito, man. You know, you seek the Lord. This is the time that we just have to seek the Lord.
Come
and
on,
take
bro.
What you know and apply it to your life.
Come on.
And even like the young Christians, I mean, the Lord is his grace. Even they don't know much, but his grace.
Come on. That's
during this time, we'll help and just see families through during this time. So, I mean, if you guys are listening, anybody who's listening, just push in, press in.
Amen.
And keep going. Yeah, just things that you've heard. Look back old notes of preaching and just apply it to your life. I mean, I think this is a good time. It's not a punishment. The Lord has spoken it from, he's predicted, like, the end times. It's just, everything is just falling into place. The Lord is putting us through the test.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to come out.
Strengthening us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come on, man.
And I think too, first of all, did you like Baby Bird the Roadrunner at all? Did you chew up a burrito and, like, here you go?
No chewing. No chewing.
Mouth to beak. Yeah,
that, that was a really burning question after you brought that up. So I think it makes a big difference too. Like, you know, pastor can be standing up here and he can say, God loves you. It's like, okay, yeah, all right, God loves me. But then when you have that personal time, and as God's like, I love you, that's a big difference.
Come on, man.
You know, when you have revelations of things about God and about your life on your own, from, you know, your own time with God, your own time studying, you know, praying, it makes a bigger impact on your life.
Amen.
Than it does just, you know, somebody teaching you and that's all you get. So I think that's why this time right now is so important, that we don't distract ourselves. We don't be like, hey, what's the next thing I should stream? You know, it should be like, okay, God, what else you got for me?
That's right.
And
you know, I T.D. Jakes said this phrase, I was watching him, and he was saying about this unseen pandemic takes discipline to defeat. We've had to become disciplined. How many times, how many of you wash your hands every 20 minutes?
Yeah, that's right.
How many did that before? Yeah. Not too many people. He works a lab. But not too many people are used to washing their hands every 20 minutes. Not too many people are used to now coughing in their sleeves or their shirt. Or, you know, it's this whole pandemic has caused us to be disciplined, even to stay in our homes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It takes a discipline to stay inside. You know, my daughter just got her license in September of last year.
Oh boy.
And, you know, just started working, and she's a teenager. She doesn't want to be stuck in her house with her dad and her mom and her grandmother, and she's the only young one, you know? Oh. And it's taken a discipline.
Foggy world.
You know, for us to defeat this pandemic, it's taken this world to become disciplined in so many things. But think about it spiritually, though. Now it's caused the church to become disciplined in our own personal lives. You know, how many people are reading their Bibles more, or watching TBN, or watching the worship, or watching something on, you know, some preacher, or studying the word on themselves, or doing their own personal Bible studies. How many people now in the church are now are becoming disciplined again in their walk with God? And, you know, and I think, you know, we look at, you know, we can always look at the negative of everything. But, you know, I was telling Pastor, you know, even this time we're in, the Passion, this Holy Week where Jesus died and raised again, 40 days later, what happened? Mm-hmm. You got 12 men that finally got it. And they were up in the upper room, and there was a great explosion of the Holy Spirit on this land. You know, if we discipline ourselves to prepare for something like that,
come on.
How could the church, that's why I said, how could the church be in 40 days?
That's right. Come on, man.
How can the church be? You know, I don't know how many days we're in stuck in our house. It seems like 40 days. I know we're not there yet, but you know, it could be that we're in our homes for 40 days.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And when we come out of this, Can we be disciplined enough to know God's voice? Mm-hmm. Can we be disciplined? Can we discipline ourselves enough to know that when we need to, instead of squander, instead of whine and complain about what's going on, proclaim His goodness?
Come on, man.
Amen.
Instead of quitting, having that fire and that fight to move on.
Amen.
Or just saying, you know what, Holy Spirit, I need you now. And begin to use that spiritual language and that spiritual, gift that God's given you to overcome that anything. And, you know, and so, you know, it's taken us to be disciplined again. I think in the midst of all this, you know, I don't think God sent this. I think He's allowed it to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, He has. He's allowed this to happen. All things go through the throne.
Yeah.
So we know He's allowed it to happen, but He's always looking out for the good of His people.
And that's right.
All things work together for the good.
To those that love
Him. And to those who love Him. And man, if the church would discipline themselves now back to the way God's not called us in following a pastor, a leader, or our favorite preachers, but to our personal lives.
That's right.
And what God's called us to do and be.
Come on.
To live that disciplined life in Him again. Man, we'll walk out of this. I believe the church and we can walk out of this stronger than ever, ready for what God wants to do, to pour out His Spirit before He comes.
Amen.
Great. And to be ready for the influx of people that will come.
Amen. And it's something, it's that hearing God's voice and the discipline to be able to discipline yourself, to calm yourself down enough to hear His voice.
Right.
And because He does actually speak with a still small voice. He really does. And once you discipline yourself to hear that voice, every time He speaks to you, you're going to hear it, because the discipline's there to hear. Your ear is in tune, and times like today really is tuning the body of Christ. It's just like the children of Israel. People talk about the toilet paper, and the children of Israel complain about water. Hey man, we will die out here if you don't get us water, man. And they're you know, what they were going through was actually instructing them, watching a rock in the middle of the desert crack open and waters flow out of this thing was just, it was just an amazing thing. You know, not only the Red Sea and all the things that they saw in Egypt, but now they're seeing this, this provision that God is making for them. The quail coming in, making them sick because they get a little crazy on it. But you know, all of that is God strengthening and building, trying to build his people. And that's what I believe is happening today. And where he has been calling us into the closet, now he's saying, okay, now I've given you time to get in the closet so you can hear me, because he is doing a work. And I love what you just said about you know, my daughter and I were talking, Rebecca and I were talking about how this thing's going to have an effect, because, you know, they were talking about how the crops had failed because everything froze and all those things have an effect on everybody. And this thing right now, I mean, there's going to be an effect that comes up after this. But part of the effect in the body of Christ, I believe, is just exactly that. Learning to pray in the Spirit, continuing to pray. And people that have not prayed in the Spirit in a long time, now they're praying in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Now they're praying because they say, because they're realizing these are the valuable things that God has given us, man. And this is a great time for in what God is doing today.
And you know, we can't ever forget we're blessed.
That's exactly right.
That through all this, we are still blessed. You know, that song that just came out, The Blessing, I don't know if you've heard it, but I'm telling you, everyone's playing that song. Everyone's listening to that song. But it's true to know that we are blessed in this and through this. And to keep walking in his blessings of what he has in store for us and what he has for us through this. Man. You know, God gave provision to Mary Jesus gave provision to Mary when he was on the cross. Here's your son. You're not going to be left alone. You know, so God's given provision to us, even though it's come, you know, who cares where it comes from? When we get that check, we're going to be saying, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You know, when businesses get those loans, they're going to be saying, thank you, Jesus, because it doesn't matter. But provision's been taken care of.
Right.
You know, salvation is still taken at hand. And, you know, and I've also thought through all this time, you know, the closer it hits your family, the more it's real.
That's right.
And you can kind of tell by people's attitude in this, if it's hitting anybody close to them or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I you know, working at a school, I had one teacher, her cousin died, was one of the first ones here in Tucson that died, 31 years old. Healthy young lady got hit by this coronavirus, and you can just tell the devastation on this teacher, on this woman, and how it affected her family. And then I turned around and I saw a group of people just kind of laughing about it and joking. And I'm like, you can see the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it hits close to home, you're going to take this thing more serious.
That's right.
And if it doesn't hit you, and you know, and I pray that in the midst of this, God, remember, God loves everyone.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm.
And this should be
home on him.
This should be hitting close to home to us all.
That's exactly
because
right.
Tens of thousands, I can't even fathom how many deaths have happened or are going to happen across this world. And to know that those lives are gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people are hurting and suffering. And you hear the stories. They can't be with each other because we have to stay 6 feet away, or can't have funerals. And I feel for pastors and mortuaries and, you know, for having to deal with that after the fact.
That's exactly right.
You know, and the seriousness of this causes us to go back to it, to be disciplined.
That's right.
God, Let me not forget your love for your people.
Amen.
Everyone is your people. You love them.
That's
no matter who they are, you love everyone.
Yeah.
And you know, and so it's quite interesting as I watched people, you know, like I said, the closer it hits home, the more serious they take this thing.
Amen.
You know, and those that it really doesn't hit close to their house, they're like, oh, okay, now, why do we have to stay in our house? And, you know, and it's like, this is a serious thing because lives are being hit and God's heart is broken over that.
I think that was all our attitudes like a month ago, or 2 months ago, you know, whatever. I mean, I remember sitting here with the worship team talking about it and I was like, oh, we're talking about this again. Yeah, I remember that too. We're talking about this again, but like, yeah, it's real. I mean, I've turned up the showbo robos in my life. You know what I mean? Like,
amen.
That prayer language just
come on, man.
Turned on, and like during my time at work and driving, I have a lot of driving time. Just showbo robos, you know? Just
come on, man. Showbo robos.
Speaking tongues over my family. Just, you know what I mean? Just it's hitting home. Like I said, it's hitting home. Yeah. And it's waking people up. It's definitely woken up my prayer language life.
Come on, man. Come on. We're here for God. This did not take God by surprise. He knew about this when he created the heavens and the earth. And so this is something, and isn't it crazy how he put every one of us here today for this? What's going on today? So purpose and plan of what God's work, you know, what God does. God is not just a throw it together and see how it comes out. He purposes things and he plans things. And your life in the earth today is a planned thing with God. And I looked at a thing the other day from Hulk Hogan, and he said, his comment was that God has taken away all our idols. And man, that's pretty cool, man.
Brother.
And because you say, what's that?
I said, brother.
Brother, come on, man. You know, all the sports, all the car racing, all those idols that, or gods, or whatever you want to call them, God has said, okay, we're going to shut things down here for a while.
And it really is like teaching us to dwell, like, I don't know, where is that? It's Psalms, right? That talks about, you know, that we're to dwell in the secret place. Absolutely. And abide in the shadow of the Almighty, Yudin. And that's the thing, is it's really teaching us to dwell there, right? Like, I like that about that scripture, that word is used, because it's not just a every once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, dwelling is to like stay there. Amen. You know, to constantly be there, Yudin. So learning to do that, like, is something that's essential for us, right? To Absolutely. Always, not just to be tapping in here and there, but to always be going after what he's trying to tell us, to always going after him in our life. Because that's the thing, is, you know, it's important, because we do have people in our lives that are placed in our lives for the purpose of us being able to minister to them. And, you know, when we're just doing whatever and we're not paying attention to the things that God's speaking to us about, sometimes we'll miss that thing that he's trying to tell us, like, hey, I'm trying to give you this because I want you to touch this person's life, because I need you to be a voice for me. I need you to speak to this person who hasn't learned to speak to me yet one-on-one. You know, and that's the thing, is when we're not dwelling in that place, we're not staying connected, so we're not getting those moments where he's right. telling us, you know, I want you to speak to this person, I want you to do these things, Yudin. And so learning to dwell in that place, I think, like, it definitely, I like how you said, like, it's taking away the idols, because really it has, right? Like, all of the things you get excited for, all the things that you're, you know, you can't wait to watch the game on Sunday or whatever it might be, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're not there. So it's, you know, he's calling us to pay attention to Absolutely. Him. Like, he really is saying, like, you know, I want to meet with you. Like, I want to show you how much I love you and the things I have for you. You know, so.
Come on. The word of God says that, you know, God says that, he says, I think it's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It says that God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And some of you say, well, what about in this coronavirus thing? Well, see, God has already planned this. He's given us all these things. He's given us all these tools. The Holy Ghost, who we are in Christ. We've got a mouth, we've got ears, we've got all these tools that we need to touch the world for him. And so important that we continue to hear what he's saying, and like you were saying, make sure that our dwelling place, where is your dwelling place? You know, I know there's a place in Jeremiah where he talks about he's going after Israel, because and sending Nebuchadnezzar, I think it was, from Babylon into to take over Jeremiah, I mean take over the Israel, and he says because their dwelling place has not been good, and that's one of the reasons that he sends them in there, is, you know, so I do believe that God will strengthen anyone that will go after him, anybody. My brother-in-law was, I'm working with my brother-in-law, and he's asking, he tells me, hey, I'm reading the Bible, man. I said, you're reading the Bible? And he is, you know, he, as far as I know, he hasn't had too much, you know, he's listened, he's come to church and everything, but he says, I just don't read the Bible. He likes Westerns. But he says, I've been reading the Bible, and he was asking me questions about Jesus getting baptized by John the Baptist. He goes, why do you call him the Lamb of God? I said, well, we'll talk about that. So I was able to minister. So God is doing something. People are opening the Word of God like they hadn't done before. So I'm excited about that. And I think it's really what God is doing in the earth today. And we need to look at it that way. Quit worrying about all the things going on in your life and allow God just to show you what's going on in folks' lives around you and see what he'll do.
Again, I don't know if you guys saw, but is it called MSBCN, that station, MSBC? Did I say it right?
News station?
Yeah.
MSNBC?
Yeah, that's the one right there. I mean, they had T.D. Jakes. Somebody sent me a link in the last couple weeks.
Really?
They asked T.D. Jakes to come on and say a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
I mean, that's like the devil himself asking Jesus to say a prayer. Sorry, guys.
Fox News, Fox Tonight will have something for Easter, you know, and the church has this door open.
Yeah.
Come on. The door has been became open for the church.
That's exactly.
And it's how are we going to take advantage of it? You know, I do. I'm a social media guy. I really am. I enjoy my social media. And, you know, I've seen Steph Curry talk to, you know, all these worship leaders. And, you know, while they sing a song, him and his wife are, you know, you see the dual screen and they're just doing it. And you see 22.5K. That means 22,000 people are watching this because of a guy named Steph Curry.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And it's wonderful to watch stuff like this and just to see how people are making use of what we have.
Absolutely.
And with the social media being out there, you know, I'm talking to my nephews a whole lot more and my family back in Texas a whole lot more than I am used to because of all this, you know, through house guest and house party or whatever it's called now. And just to be able to look at each other and talk and just to make sure we're all doing okay, you know, and I think, you know, we can't, you know, we have to, you know, you said it, don't just think of how it's affecting you. We got to be open to text that person that you haven't seen in a while or that family member you haven't talked to and get a hold of somebody that you haven't seen or heard from and just say, hey, how you doing?
Absolutely.
Because you just don't know. You might be the one person they need to hear from.
Amen.
That can turn things around. And you know, and like I said, Steph Curry having a worship leader sing, that one of those moments can touch the heart of some young kid who wants to be Steph Curry growing up.
Come on,
but here's a worship song that says, wow, that hits me good. You know what I mean? And stuff like that for God.
It's just like what I was saying, that God has provided all the tools. Isn't it funny how Seth Curry is a tool of God, that he's provided all these avenues for people to, you know, maybe there's be some guys that don't like Seth Curry, but they really like who? I mean, I don't know who else is out there. I mean, there's a lot of, but they'll watch and listen to that, and those guys are doing exactly the same thing, or in one way or the other. So God has got all the tools on the earth, and it seems to me he is reaching out for the lost, man, in this thing. It's really good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, Cool J is doing something tonight with T.D. Jakes and
Cool J,
Pastor Judah Smith tonight on Instagram Live. And I mean, it's just crazy to see that happening. It took something like this for some walls to come down between the church and this nation and this world.
Amen.
It took something crazy for the door to be open. But again, church, the door is open.
Amen.
What are we going to do with it now?
I mean,
it's funny how the Lord, so you have this anti-Christ like environment, like, you know, or just the way the world is, just everything's just anti-Christ. But the Lord is using these antichrist people as a tool to bring, you know what I mean? Like, these people are just so antichrist, but like the Lord is using them.
Yeah, that's right, man.
And they don't even, I guess, know it.
Yeah.
to bring encouragement to to others and to preach the gospel. And I guarantee they just don't see it. But the Lord is using people who just don't believe in Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And it is like, it is turning people who normally wouldn't look to God to look to him, right? Yeah. Like, I think it's really cool. I know that I read a couple of articles that talked about how Bible sales have gone up like tremendously. And I know that when I went to the store, I was like, you know, I'm going to go look at our Walmart and see. And it really was like, the shelves were empty, you know, and it was like, that's awesome. People are like, fine. But that's the thing is that, you know, sometimes things like this do happen because it does turn people to him. But that's, I think that's also why it's so important for us to be doing our part, right? Because with all of these people searching and looking, like, it's so important for us to be able to help with that, right? To, you know, kind of, because some of these people will be little baby Christians, you know what I mean? Amen. And just like we were talking about birds and pre-chewing and all this stuff, like, we're gonna have to help nurture some of these things as these people are looking for something, you know what I mean? Because we already have the answer. So, you know, it is really cool to see all of the people turning to Bibles, turning to God to see, like, you know, I don't know what to do, so I just need you. You're doing, like, it's awesome.
Praise God. And these are times where our kids, I mean, our children, I remember when President John F. Kennedy passed away. I remember, well, I don't remember my dad saying it, but my sister and my mom used to tell us that your dad said, you sit right here and watch what's going on, because this is history of the world. This is what's happening. And a lot of times with our children, we should, you know, we should say, hey, look, this is what's happening. We should instruct them and say, this is what's happening with, you know, people are calling on the Lord now because of something going on like this. It is an instructional time all around, inside the house, outside the house, wherever we're at. I mean, so whatever you sense God doing in your heart, just do it and watch what happens.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I was telling my daughter, you know, we read in history books all the past pandemics and the past things, but when history's going to be written, we get to be, hopefully I'll be 90 years old and another 40 years, someone will be talking about remembering this one. And my daughter in that time will be 57. Oh my God. Yeah. But think about it. When our grandchildren are talking about our history.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I told her, and, you know, and I'm just so on this that it's also after this that the church, we can say, but the church did this.
Watch. Mm-hmm.
This just is why you are serving Jesus today.
Come on, man.
Because it wasn't the pandemic, but it was what happened after it or through it.
That's
that the
exactly
church
right.
rose up. And you know, if there's one thing stirring in my spirit, it's what are we going to be?
Come on, man.
After all this? Amen. What is the church going to be as a whole after all this?
That's it.
You know, and let's make some history, people. Let's be history makers.
Come on. And it's not hard, is it?
No.
All it is spend time in his presence, listen for his voice, and do what he says. And you watch what happens with the church.
Is that
I've gotten you.
Is that it?
That's it. It's easy. Piece of cake. You mean the whole time?
Oh, y'all know we make it harder than it normally
is.
We do. Yeah. But really, it is that simple.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact. His light's going to shine through us, you know, as we study and we stay there. That light in our dwellings, that light in our face, it will be a light to the world. They'll want to see some of that. I mean, because you guys, you know, here, you guys got peace in this room tonight with us. And, you know, the world's looking for that same thing. You know, they don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. And that's the grand prize right there, right? That's the piece that the world's looking for. And through his people, the world will see who he is.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Rebecca, would you like to pray?
Lord, we just thank you, God, for this day. We thank you for your resurrection and the things that we're celebrating today, God, but we also thank you for the things that you're doing, God. Everything that's coming, Lord, everything that's happening currently, Lord, we just praise you that you You know what you're doing. You have a plan through it all, and that you're going to hold us, protect us, that you're gonna touch these moments, Lord. You're gonna use them to strengthen us, build us up, and give us that peace that passes understanding, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing. And we thank you that you have it all in your hands.
Yes.
We just worship you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, thank you, panel. Thank you, everybody, for your input this morning. And thank you for listening to Showtime with Sarita House of Worship.
It's Showtime.
That's good. That's a good timing. Showtime. You keep that in there too, don't you?